Welcome to Cheap Penguin's second podcast. Today we're going to give you news which has been happening recently involving the new EPF mission, the stuff which is happening at the dojo courtyard, and a sneak peek from a special side about what's going to happen at the dojo. Over to you, Maniac Dude, about what's happening at the dojo courtyard right now.
Okay, well, at the dojo courtyard, you can make your own amulet, and they say it calms the volcano. What is that all about?
Well, I'm pretty sure, because if you go to cpcheats.info, you can get more information about this, because the owner of that site has actually hacked into Club Penguin and got the information out of them and discovered that they're actually doing a new game. It's called the Firepath of the Ninja. You got to be a ninja only to do this. That's the only problem. Yeah, and lots of people will be pretty annoyed about it. So lots of people have been training recently. And Maniac Dude, I heard that there's another round of contest winners, Halloween Igloo contest winners. Who are they?
Okay, the first one is Fleejager, then there's Dark Tigers 3, then there's Zafiria, then Kenka Candy 25, and then Good Team. Then there's One Dog Hard 95, Tina 93807, Mario 85925, Amber Dolly, and last but not least, Spider 77.
Okay, thank you very much, Maniac Dude. Okay, more information coming out of me. Okay, the new EPF mission has recently come out. Puffle Pranksters is a really hard one. I'll give you a quick guide how to do it. You've got to talk to Rookie and them. Talk to them. You need to get, I'll tell you the items you need to get before you complete the mission. You need an O-Berry. You need a water balloon. O-Berry's from PH, Puffle Hander. The water balloon you need to get from the red penguin in the snow forts, and the pepper from the pizza shop guy. Now, you use the Now, you see these white puffers in different areas, and you got to answer a quiz before you can use the pepper on them to take off the dust. In the end, you go to the training room, and you find a real white puffle. And to prove it, it's a real white puffle, you give it an O-Berry, then you give it a water balloon, and you shall freeze it. So, that's basically everything. Now, things which are going to happen in the future. Norman Swarm transforms. That's, going to be a pretty good stage. Secret room, wall, blow me away there. And, I'm pretty sure there's going to be more secrets about that. New postcards are going to come out soon. I can't wait until that. The, secret pin is already out, and the, clothing catalogue is also out. We'll talk about that later on after our song. And, the new Igloo catalogue, which is coming out on November the 20th, the furniture catalogue, all of the Halloween stuff are going away. I want to know what's the theme going to be like. And, that's basically from us. Okay, this is just going to be a quick episode because there's no special guest, but there's going to be a glitch section because, there's no special guest because, recently on Cheap Penguin, or should I say cpcheatsyne.wordpress.com, we are having a massive comment contest, and whoever wins shall be in our podcast as a special guest. So you should go to cpcheatsyne.wordpress.com and answer that, and just win. Try win, because there's three places for you to become in our podcast. And okay, here's the site. cpcheatsyne.wordpress.com. That should say cpcheatsyne.wordpress.com. Okay,
I just need to add something before we get onto the song, is that you have to have Skype if you want to do the podcast.
Yep. If you don't have Skype, then just download it. It doesn't take long, around about 20 or 14 minutes. And then, yeah. Okay, here's our music song for today. Okay, it's the, from Not Gonna Tell You, But and it's a really popular song, great hit. It was they did a world tour, this band, and yeah, it would be not that hard to guess what it is. Okay, so here it is. I'll just get the music set up right now. Ah, banana cake. That's the second time I did that. How? Oh shoot! I better stop. Okay. Now music is coming up. Club Penguin, I can tell you that right now. Okay, Maniac Dude, are you there? Maniac Dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm there, man.
Okay, we're gonna do Grind Your Gears and then Glitches after here. Okay, Maniac Dude, what recently grind your gears on Club Penguin?
Well, I just ran into something today. When inappropriate penguins go up to lick you and do a love heart to you, tell them you're already taken. And they're just really inappropriate, and it's like they're talking about 18 plus stuff. It's so flippin' annoying.
I don't think so, but yeah, true. But, yeah, do you want to hear another thing which grinds my gears? Membership. Why does it have to end? Why don't they have an unlimited option that you can get unlimited option? money. Like, if you search up on Roblox, you can do something like that. Like with the builders thing, I don't know. I've only played Roblox for like a few days, and I saw that and I was like, boring. Club Penguin's way better than this. And another thing which grinds my gears, well, this is not my gears, this is somebody else's gears about them not being a ninja, is that they have to go through all the hard work to become a ninja so that they can try out the new game. Yeah, so, Maniac Dude, do you have any more grinding gears facts?
Well, I hate it when these people like WWE Adam and Nemo 777 and, I don't know, Stormy 77, they just copy the posts off Club Penguin and stick it on their website. Why can't they personally do it themselves?
I agree with you. And, oh yeah, do you want to hear this? This is a fact about Mimo 7. This is going to shock the world. I'm sorry to say this to Mimo 7, but he's actually really 14 and 15-year-old guy. He lives in America, and he likes skateboarding. Yeah, you can go and check out more about himself on Love128 site. She was in our first podcast as the special guest. Her site is Love128 and then s.wordpress.com. Yeah, and then you can go down and see a picture of him skateboarding. He's pretty good though at skateboarding though, I have to admit. And yeah, okay, now to glitches. I'm the glitch master, so I can say about this. Glitches which are still available in Club Penguin. Now, this one, I found this out myself, but however Penguins people have got it from off some other people, that the one when you can just like stand on the doors and you don't go into the next room. Now, how you do this is you click on the door area, then you quickly click the map, and then you hold onto the map, and then you your mail, and keep it on and until you think you've stopped walking on the spot where the door is. Then you should click the cross and you should be standing on the wall or the path. This works in the town really, really well. Some areas it does not work. I'm not sure where. And yeah. And here's a glitch for people who have Windows Internet Explorer, that you at the bottom right corner, you should have this zoom in thing, and you can zoom in your page. Zoom in your page to 700, and then you can see there's one side is white and the other side is normal color. Now you get your penguin in the between the middle the what, so that your penguin is covered in white on one side and color in the other. Then you scroll up and then you click where you want your penguin to walk. It can be on the wall, and then that's how you do walk and wall. How Sally. People can't see this, but it's pretty cool, and you don't have to edit, and you can post it on your site. Give credit to me, Kirk Atten from Cheap Penguin, about this. And yeah, old glitch which was one of my favorites, when you can actually see penguins on walking walls, was in the lighthouse. However, that's been blocked. However, I was like, you mutant penguin, and I did it. And one of my friends was called Gombazzled. And yeah. Also, there was another old glitch which was working for such a long time until recently this year. Club Penguin has just finally realized it and they've stopped it. It's when you you open up your penguin inventory. Now you get on like the flying hat, and you start dancing. Then you get on the flying hat, but then you close the inventory. Then turn on the inventory again. How take off the hat. And then put on like an electric guitar or something like that, a maracas. Then you start dancing. Now you should have your blue hat flying above you, and you're shaking invisible maracas or playing an invisible guitar. It's really cool. However, it's gone and nobody can use it again, sadly. I'm sorry to say. And yeah, that's basically from us. Now about the clothing catalogue. Yeah, I'm not really a fashion designer. I wish I had rocked the club here. but she's busy right now. This theme is winter. So, Maniac Dude, over to you about the winter clothing in the clothing catalogue.
Well, it's very festive, I've got to say. You can get all this cool winter stuff, awesome designs, and you can. The only new hoodie is a hoodie that's black and has all these spots on it. I think the clothing is actually very, expressive. What do you think about it, Cam?
Yeah, I think it's expressive as well, because it's all about winter. They've brought back all the new old items except for the scarf and that hoodie, as well as that colourful what those colourful hat things. Yeah, that's new as well. The original one was brown. However, the Russian hat, that is one of the oldest items in Club Penguin. However, the Roman helmet has not been in Club Penguin, and that's now officially the rarest item in Club Penguin. So if you see a member wearing that, give them a good wave and say, I want to be your buddy no matter what. Because they are really rare. My friend, Vomo, he had one. And however, he's no longer a member. So that's basically from us, Maniac Dude. Is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Yep. Okay, so go into our podcast. Download this podcast if you're listening to this on my podcast page, which is now changed to cheappenguin.podomatic.com. Enter the comment contest. Really high chance to win. But however, there's going to be great prizes. Biggest prize, 5,000 coins, EPF membership, and lots more. And as well as being an author of the site, 5 months, and being a reporter with us on Club Penguin. Okay, the site is
also, guys,
yes?
Remember to go to cbtchnick.wordpress.com
and maniacdude.com for the coolest content in the news ever. Okay, and reference about the video which I got before, which is cbcheats.info. Please go there I give credit to them about the video. And yeah, so I go to cbcheatsne.wordpress.com as well as maniacdude.wordpress.com as well as cbcheats.info.com. Okay, no .com at the cbcheats.info. Bye.